to 6. I'm answering calls at 432-1101. What's the matter, Don? You sound all depressed here. I'm sorry to cut you off like that, but the record done ended on me like that.
Well, I just recently acquired an apartment, and as usual, my boyfriend comes over, and naturally we sometimes engage in a little bit of hobbity-gah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, usually, he falls right quickly asleep.
Uh-huh.
It's not my problem. That's the least of my problems. When he does stay over, he uses my bathroom and he leaves the seat up. It drives me crazy. Grace, I can't swim.
You should check. Number one, he should put it down. But if he doesn't, just glance at that thing and see if the seat's up or not.
But the bathroom light's normally off, and it's early in the morning.
Well, feel around. Feel around. You feel cold porcelain. You know you ain't got no seat for your thought, guys. Come on, the world's got a lot of problems. I think this one we can survive, you know? I think this is a little ridiculous to even give it any time of discussion at all.
Does this happen with you?
I don't worry. No, it doesn't happen with me. Because I have a regular... I don't take a constitutional in the dark. I can always tell whether the seat's up or down. That'd be ridiculous. That's almost sick, the thought of taking a constitutional in the dark, you know? God.
Constitutional. Girls are different.
I know. All right. I don't want to get in. The whole thing's stupid. The whole thing's stupid. I mean, Ann Landis has covered this at length in her columns. We don't need to go into it here. It's ridiculous anyway. See, that's the difference between a woman and a man, darling. Y'all just run in there, do your business, and leave. But we are the testosterone set, finding a time of quiet contemplation and reflection to be enjoyed. To be looked forward to in the course of a long day. I know that when I'm involved in serious meetings, high-level negotiations, fancy hobnobbing with the nouveau riche, hitting cocktail party after cocktail party, making decision after decision, I know that when I get home in the afternoon, it's my private time for my constitutional. I always make sure that I got a fresh pack of Camels, martini, even a bowl of fruit in case I get the urge to nosh. I usually eat at least one plum or something, because the pits are fun to aim at. And then I bring a copy of the newspaper, preferably the Sunday Times with magazine section. And I longingly, lovingly turn the pages. Sometimes I even do the crossword puzzle if I think I'm going to be there for an extended stay. I tried bringing the ottoman in there one time, but that doesn't work. You just can't take a constitutional with your feet up. I don't know why. You don't get the proper thrust, apparently. But whatever the reason, I tried it and abandoned it. Lately, I've been taking my Walkman in there with me. Put that baby on, listen to some music to further add to the mood of quiet contemplation. Oh, so sweet, so sweet. I remember when I was married to Estelle. I used to tell her, baby, I don't care what happens. If the phone rings, someone's at the door, I don't care what it is. If it's President Reagan, maybe I'll answer the call. I mean, if the world's going to come to an end, maybe. But I don't want you to say anything to me while I'm constitutionalizing. Please. And so that was the rule around the house. If I went in there and I shut that door, that meant privacy. And so I would complete my task, oftentimes smiling gleefully at the process. And then, feeling much better, I would begin my day. You know, one of the most overrated things is good sex. One of the most underrated things is a good constitutional. I remember the one time I did talk to Estelle.
I said, Estelle, bring me another roll! She said you should have thought about that when you were getting your drink and the fruit in the newspaper. I said, I never think about it until I go for the roll. Bring me another roll in here. We're out of paper. She said, tough, tough noogies.
She thought she was being cute.
To leave me there, abandoned.
By this time, my feet were asleep. They felt like two bricks. I tried to stand up, and I could hardly move. But I did what had to be done. Estelle was smirking as she sat at the kitchen table, drinking a cup of coffee as I made ready to leave for work. But I just smiled. I wasn't mad or anything. I said, Estelle, later on when I come home, remind me, we need new shower curtains.
Imagine yourself alone in the desert. Nothing.